pumping power into the air. Power of the energy type can be created by using many different methods. One of the oldest methods we know about is by a battery. A battery was found by archaeologists from 2,200 years ago and became known as the Baghdad Battery. It is still not clear what it was used for, but the best guess is for gold plating jewelry. The real question is, how did the ancients even know about electricity and how to create it? There are suspicions the ancient Egyptians might have had electricity even before that time, and this is based on three different events. The first one was the discovery of drawings at the Temple of Hathor, which seem to show an ancient Egyptian holding a large light bulb. The object could, however, be something else and only resembles a light bulb. The second event was the fact certain chemical residues were found inside the Great Pyramid, which when mixed together could produce electricity. The third event was the discovery of no evidence found torches were ever used inside the Great Pyramid, even though paintings were created. I don't agree with the third reason, because I have said for years the reason for not using torches could be as simple as the paintings were created before the roof was installed above that hallway. Anyway, it does seem there was some electrical knowledge in our ancient past. The question is, how primitive was it, or maybe I should say how advanced? One of the most amazing facts is the invention of electricity was not pursued or improved and had to wait to the early 19th century before it came to light again. We have come a long way since those days, but not as far as we should have. There seems to be a lull in our inventiveness which lasted for almost 1,800 years. There were some inventions during this time in the East, but by and large it was as if we were taking a break. Just think where we could have been if ancient Egypt and China had kept up the pace of invention we have today. We might be to the point where we were already not only traveling to the stars, but maybe even to other galaxies. While science doesn't truly understand what electricity is, it certainly knows many uses for it. We have done something today which I believe we have never done before, and it may not necessarily be a good thing. We have surrounded practically everyone in the world with waves of energy. Radio signals, television signals, and other waves of energy are all around us. We know high voltage wires are not good to be near, and those who live near them often complain about headaches and sickness. While these other waves are not as powerful, we are being bathed in them, and now companies are thinking about broadcasting electricity itself. Some believe the pyramids were electrical generating devices which broadcast electricity around the world in ancient times, but nothing has been found I know about which was ancient and could have received and used that energy. While we have electrified our cities and our devices have changed, the way we use electricity hasn't changed much. We are just starting to try and figure out how we can get rid of the wires we have to use to power our gadgets. Of course, this will pump more electricity into the air. We have done this before when Nikola Tesla broadcast power and used it to light some bulbs. He wrote a paper in which he stated there was radiant electrical energy throughout the universe, and in 1931 told a Brooklyn newspaper he had succeeded in harnessing cosmic rays and used them to drive a device. It is believed he had built a device to power a car which used these cosmic rays. Most of us know the history of the automotive industry killing anything which would replace gasoline-powered engines, and this was probably why that invention never got any further. Tesla believed we could power everything by using the free power of cosmic waves. Companies can't make a profit on free energy, so this will probably never succeed. It will be interesting to see what will happen with this new idea that is coming out. Will it ever get traction, or will it go the way of the free cosmic energy? It is being proposed we use all the energy waves around us to power many of our devices today. This sounds almost like Tesla's idea wrapped in a different blanket. Will the world's companies allow this to happen? The only way it might have a chance is if some expensive attachment will be needed for the device. It seems to me the profit will have to be made somewhere. I hate to sound so jaded, but I know the way the world works. Very seldom are things given away for free. There are a few exceptions to this, but by and large we live in a society where we have to buy things to keep it going. As you lean more to the free side, less and less items get created since there is no incentive to do so. There may come a point once we are established in space where we will take advantage of things like cosmic rays, but it might be on expensive machinery like the type used for mining and such. It might even turn out cosmic rays could be used to power our spacecraft in the future. Just don't hold your breath waiting for that cosmic ray-powered car. Will we ever get some sort of shield to protect us from all the waves in the air? Did you ever notice you can buy a printed protection tab which goes on your cell phone to protect you from its waves? I have one on my phone. Perhaps something similar to this will be developed for us and could attach to what we are wearing. There is a lot of talk about 5G being blasted through the air and how it might turn out to be harmful to us. Some studies have been conducted and there seems there might be a link between cell phone use and cancer. Some believe when 5G becomes common, the risks will increase. I have always said putting waves into the air will never do us any good physically and can only harm our bodies. Sure, it makes things more convenient for phone usage, but at what cost to us?